The Brewers and the Braves on Sunday. Milwaukee without a single hit through four, but things would change leading off the bottom of the fifth.
We'll see if Fulton Avis can hang a slider to him. Tie this baby up.
Santana, fly ball, deep center field. That goes in Ciante. This game is tied. Domingo Santana with a rocket.
1-1 and another ground ball. Gobbled up or isn't. Dansby swats it. He's six.
About as routine as it gets, right? Yeah, let's see if the Brewers can take advantage of that mistake.
Domingo Santana is in there now. And the pitch by Fulton Avis to right center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! It's gone for Santana! He hit a three-run shot out of here, and the Brewers have the lead.
Things getting a little tight here in Milwaukee. One-run game late. A deep breath. Here it is. Popped him up. Third base side. Is it playable? Perez moving near the dugout. Now has room. Makes the catch. And Knable gets out of the inning.
The Brewers edge the Braves 4-3, snapping Atlanta's four-game winning streak. It was another tough luck loss for Mike Foltynewicz. He falls to 0-3 on the season, despite a 2.81 ERA. Milwaukee now has 13 victories in April, equaling their total from the previous two Aprils in 2015 and 2016. It was looking like a rare quiet day for the Brewers, who were no hit through four. But Domingo Santana certainly awakened the offense with a multi-home run day. Here's Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell on the 4-3 victory on Sunday over the Braves.
The big thing for me is that this is a game where he made a difference in this game. He drove the bus offensively for sure. So, you know, to break out in a game is one thing, you know, but in a game where you're doing a lot of the damage and you're doing all the damage really is that's a satisfying feeling and, you know, puts the struggles behind you, hopefully.
How encouraging was Matt Garza today?
I mean, Matt was excellent. He really got in a groove there and started in the second inning, and he was outstanding. Freeman got him, but I thought he was, you know, those middle five innings, he was really, really good. And he used his off-speed, got ahead with his fastballs, and then he used off-speed pitches to put away hitters, and he used all three off-speed pitches to put away hitters, you know. So it was slider, curveball in the first inning, and he got a strikeout on a changeup also. So really nice job using all his pitches and still using his strengths to get ahead.
That's kind of what you guys were aiming for in spring training, right?
That yeah, I mean, and I think right now what I see is that his slider is in a really good place. And that's, I think, the sign when you start seeing strikeouts with Matt. It's because he's got his slider in a really good place.
When a guy is rolling.
On Ryan.
Ryan's just got some right arm soreness from it's just been kind of bugging him a little bit, gradually a little bit more. So we kind of from the trap all the way down. So we just be careful. It's starting to bug him throwing a little bit. So took him out of the game.
He had made a few diving attempts.
Yesterday he had a pretty physical day. Probably a little related to that.
We saw Susak deal with that trap in spring. Is this in any way similar?
No, I don't. It's not. I don't think it's a cervical issue necessarily. Yeah. That's pretty medical for me, isn't it?
It's nice. How big is Matt's outing today? Considering the last two nights, 32 hits, 21 runs, and you had to use a little bullpen a lot. How big is that as far as getting you back on track?
Well, this is a quality start for sure, and for our starters, you know, you go out there in the seventh inning and you're pitching a heck of a game. I mean, he was cruising, and you need starts like that for sure. We went to Corey for four outs and was able to avoid Jacob today, so that's what happens when you get a little more length in the game. And. And Matt got it because he was pitching well. He ran into a little trouble in the seventh, but Corey came in and got him out of it.
With just the second multi-homer game of his career, Domingo Santana was indeed the difference in Milwaukee's 4-3 victory on Sunday. driving in every one of the crew's four runs in their victorious effort.
I mean, the pitcher made a mistake.
For you here this weekend. Now you got a little shower here to celebrate as well.
I mean, I feel awesome, you know, just coming back from that offer. You know, the pitcher was really dealing. He made a mistake, and I just put a pretty good swing on it.
Mike Foltynewicz was so tough. Your home run was the first hit of the day. What did he have going today?
I mean, he was overpowering with everything, you know, fastball, slider, you know, so I was just trying to look something up and I just put a good swing.
With this win today, 13 wins now in the month, you finish with a 500 record. How proud are you of how well the team has competed here in the first month?
I mean, we feel good. You know, we have a pretty good team, you know, a young team. We're just trying to go out there and have fun with each other, you know. And I don't want to give a lot of credit to Garza today. He did it. He was dealing for us, and, I mean, he just pitched great.
There was a bit of concern in the aftermath of the Brewers' victory as veteran Ryan Braun departed the game due to a muscle pull. But the longtime slugger is hopeful that he will not require time on the disabled list.
No, the trap's really not the biggest concern. There's a couple different places in my arm, and hopefully, like I said, I think in all likelihood it'll be more than a day, but hopefully it's not too long.
Is it because you've been playing more physical games the last couple?
Yeah, I mean, just wear and tear. You know, it can irritate it swinging, throwing, and then obviously you're playing through it, and it just continues at times to gradually get worse, and I think that's kind of what's happened. But nothing too serious, nothing that I'm overly concerned about, but in all likelihood, I think it'll be at least a couple days.
But DL, do they say that? You think you can avoid that?
I mean, I certainly hope not, but I do think it'll be more than a day.
Is there a moment that's been most irritating, throwing, hitting?
Probably throwing more than anything else, but everything's because it doesn't feel too good.
Ryan, with a month of games in, this offense has put up some pretty big numbers. What do you think about what you've seen as a unit?
It's exciting. It's encouraging. I think that there's a lot of different guys that have contributed, you know, and there's some other guys I think that are just starting to get going that I think, you know, it's somewhat sustainable. I don't know that we'll continue to hit two homers every game. There's a lot of guys that contribute. There's a lot of power. There's a lot of speed. There's a lot of good things. There's a lot to like. I think, you know, ultimately we have a team with a lot of guys who are talented offensive players, and it puts a lot of, you know, pressure on the opposition. So hopefully we're able to continue to do what we've done for the most part over the first month.
Domingo was like the last of the main guys to need a game like today. You know, what is the significance, do you think, of him? Council uses that phrase, driving the bus for the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think Domingo, VR, and Keon all had really solid years for us last year. So when we get all three of those guys going, it'll make us that much more dangerous. And, you know, at different times, different guys are going to have to step up to carry us offensively. He has the ability to carry an offense when he's going good. So certainly it was encouraging to see what he did today. And hopefully it's a sign of things to come for him and ultimately for us.
The Brewers hit the road to face the Cardinals on Monday. The Braves return home to take on the Mets.